Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
I love that we match with our tops with green, and then we're also rocking the Aurora Borealis. I love that for us.
Yeah, it's the Northern Lights up in, we're actually seeing the same Northern Lights even though we're like thousands of miles away. We can see them the same. Dude, in the middle of the day.
Can I tell you something crazy? So like Eric's been like, this is the first time he's had his like days off as like an actual employee, not as a contractor. So he has like all this time. So next week, like he's off today and tomorrow for shits and kicks. And then the whole next week, he's just taking off. And he's like itching to like want to do something and change. And so we were walking around having coffee this morning, and there are these like super nice neighborhoods that are just like beautiful. They're like an agro hood. Do you know what that term is?
No, it sounds like, made up.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a white person word, right?
Well, yeah,
agro made hood. But essentially it's this like community where how they justify a HOA, their housing, you know, fee or whatever, like they're doing what's called an agro hood. So it's like this big communal thing where they're, yes, there's a clubhouse and yes, there's like amenities, but they're also doing like farming. So that way, like the people in the community have like fresh food. And I thought that was really cute. Right. And these houses of course start in like the mid 400,000s. And he was like, what would you think about buying a house, another house here in the nice neighborhoods? You and I live in the nice neighborhoods and we rent out this house. And I was like, what?
Say less, Eric. Yeah, buy me a house there.
I was like, say less. So he literally did all these like numbers, and God bless him. He is so freaking smart when it comes to like finances and investments and stuff like that. And he like had these Google spreadsheets and just doing all the numbers to make sure that it makes sense. It doesn't like fuck over 60-year-old Ash and Eric. And he was like, we'd have more money if we kept it invested. He's like, but like more money doesn't equal happiness if we're living in a place we don't enjoy. So he was like, what would you think about moving like 20 minutes away in a nicer house, renting this one out? And then what we could do is once we rent this house out enough, sell it. And then we can do what's called a dual residency up in Ohio. So we could live up in Ohio during the months where it doesn't fucking suck, mm-hmm. like the summer and like some of the fall, and then move down here when it's like winter, when like it sucks up in Ohio. And I was like, are you my husband right now?
I love that. Eric, I would like to make him my husband right now because
that's what I'm saying, dog. So I was like, listen, I will, like, we literally have a house tour lined up.
Dude, that's like so sweet. I'm so happy for you. I loved having like dual residency. So I had that house in Florida with my ex-fiance, and then I was like living up here like with my parents actually. But it was cool because like I would spend summers in Florida, or I would go there for winter break and shit like that. And it was awesome. It was awesome to have like two places at once. And I'd be like, I would literally just be like, fuck this. I'm going to my other house. Like, fuck this weekend. And I'd
I'm going to my other house.
Yeah, I literally, and I was like a very like emotional person at that time. So I was like real like reactive. I'm like, oh man, everyone here is pissing me off. I'm just getting on a plane. Like I remember one day I spent like almost like $1,000 on a plane ticket to fly down for a weekend. It was like $900 something. I was like, fuck it, I'm leaving. Like that's how reactive I was. I went and like bought the ticket at the airport like that fucking day. I'm like, they probably think I'm a criminal because I have no luggage, no bags, but I have a house down in Florida, so I don't need nothing. But I was like, I'm buying a ticket, Florida right now. I don't care how much. Here's my card. Put it on there.
I love that,
yeah.
Dude.
That's exciting for you guys, which is awesome. I love that. The fact that you talked about moving to Ohio for the non-shitty months is kind of like what we're going to talk about, honestly, because it is the shitty months here now for us. And I think it kind of gets like this everywhere, because even if it's like not directly where you get snow or it gets like really low in temperature, it still does drop. And I do feel like the vibe does change. Like, and that's like kind of one thing that I'm like dealing with a lot of like my clients with, actually, like between check-ins today and yesterday, was just like a lot of people are like, hey, like I'm just like unmotivated. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. My adherence is shitty. And I kind of actually been feeling it too. Like I'm very like robotic to a point. But like yesterday, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to get my steps in. I don't fucking care. I don't want to do this. This is so fucking hard. The reason it was fucking hard was because it was 5 p.m. and I only had 1,000 steps for the day. And I was just like ready to fucking throw in the towel. And I was like, you know what? No, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go downstairs and you're going to walk for 20 minutes. Then you're going to do some chores and then you're going to come back and walk for 20 more minutes and see where you're at. See where the fuck you're at and go from there. I said, you know, at this point, like I had already put my kid in bed. It was 7:30 at night. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get over 7,000 fucking steps, but let's try. Let's fucking try. And I got them all. So I was walking up my stairs and I was like, thank God. I was like, that felt really good. I feel really accomplished. I'm so happy I fucking did it, but I did not want to do any of it. But I know that doing that is obviously getting me closer to my goals of getting back on stage, maintaining this body composition. And it really wasn't all that fucking hard. Like, you know,
there's definitely something that happens in November where it's like the shift from the cooler months and like usually the lack of sun and yes, the lower temperatures causes people to kind of slow down and shut down. And I think a big part of it, yes, is the weather, but also like we make excuses to stay inside our house. And I don't even mean that just from like a bodybuilding, like checking off your boxes, like movement, training, nutrition even, but like also community. And I feel like that's something that really gets overlooked and why a lot of people kind of get victim by seasonal depression is like, we stop going out and seeing people. Like think of all the times you go out to like coffee with a friend or walking outside or like literally doing anything while the weather is beautiful. But when the weather starts to become shit, you don't want to leave your house. And it's completely understandable, especially up in Ohio where it might not be safe to leave your house if the roads are snowy or icy, or it's like sub below temperatures where walking outside is like a hazard. But making it a point to still stick with your routine. So if you have like game night or friends over, or even like just somehow socializing and being able to pivot, that is also really important for your mental well-being. And that can help you to feel like just more complete as a human being. And it's something that I'm going to try to work on personally, just because like I know myself, and especially when we do get into the routines or we start like kind of slowing down in November when the weather starts to get colder, it's like still make it a point to socialize, still make it a point to call friends, to have friends over, like even if it's like for dinners, because like that can also make you feel more complete. And when you are happier doing the things that are harder to do. Like Ash said, for example, like the steps, like that is still very difficult to do when you're sitting all day. You have other personal responsibilities as a mom, you know, a girlfriend, a you know, daughter, coach, whatever. But it's like still making sure that you're taking care of yourself as a person. So that way, when you are actually like doing the things you need to do, especially as a bodybuilder, you do them a bit more willingly, because that's also really important to do as well.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, like just like relating back to the steps there, like you said, it is colder. So like, I don't want to get up and get out in the fucking morning. Like I'm honestly, I don't like being cold. So like, that's part of the problem too. So now like my routine is different. I'm not getting those like initial 3,000 steps that I would get on my little morning mini walk. And I'm like, now I'm like so behind the ball, mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I think a lot of it does come with like, and also too, like you made a good point about like socializing with your friends, but like, I think a lot of times too, and I've thought this way as well, is like, well, I'm in a bad mood. Nobody else is feeling this way. Like we're all kind of in a funk. Like I don't want to go be around people, but like nobody else wants to be around people. But like, if you kind of just like make yourself fucking do it, like I went and got coffee with like these other, there's three other moms that I like to hang out with. Yeah, there's four of us, three of us have our babies and the last one's pregnant. We're just waiting on that thing to fall out. So it's like, I know. I don't even just fall out. I was like, I don't want to. Dude, honestly, that's what I thought birth was going to be like. And it was not. You actually have to put in effort. Imagine that. Yeah. So yeah, I was like, I don't want to get coffee. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. I just like, don't want to go out. Like I'm crabby. I'm just complaining all week. But then I went out and we had a good time and we enjoyed just being around people. Cause it's, we do need human interaction. Right. And it feels a lot better when we have it, yeah. But I understand giving yourself grace, giving yourself some time. I get that. I'm all about that. I'm all about balance, right? But right now is not the time to fuck around and fuck off and just say, I don't want to do these things. My goals don't matter anymore. You know, because a lot of people have like towards the end of the year, they start to, you know, holidays are coming up. They start to just like fall off. They don't have that great hype. And then they're like, well, I'll just start when New Year starts. Well, one, you're a fucking bodybuilder. No, that is not happening. If you want to get on stage next year, you are not going to fuck off for these last 2 months of the year. And then come January 1st, be like, hey, I'm ready to get on my shit. Like, do you think I can get on stage in 16 weeks? Absolutely not. Because the last eight, you just blew out of the goddamn fucking water. No, you're not even in the mindset to do that, right? So right now, I think is a huge part of like who is going to be successful next year and who is not.
Exactly.
And it doesn't even matter if you're checking your boxes or not. I mean, they do go hand in hand, but it's like the fact of like your mindset of, yes, I'm continuing on. My goals matter. I will do these things. And then naturally, you're going to check your boxes versus, oh man, you know what? Like, whatever. Like, if I'm cold, I'm tired, I don't want to go on my walk. Like, sure, I made that choice not to go on my walk. And then I fucked myself over and had to walk on my treadmill for an hour last night. Right. And now this morning, guess what? I got up and I was like, I'm going on my fucking walk because I'm not going to have that hangover my fucking head all day and have to stand there for an hour on the treadmill when all I want to do is lay on my fucking couch at night for an hour before I go to bed. But like, that's what's going to separate the people who are going to be more successful next year. And it's not going to be, you're not going to be behind the ball because you just spent like all these weeks kind of like being laissez-faire versus like you could have spent these 8 weeks being on top of your shit. So then come January 1st, first of all, it doesn't feel like an uphill battle because you're not having to undo all of those bad habits that you were doing. Mm-hmm. And two, you're going to look better because 8 weeks, sure, you may not make, you know, a whole tremendous amount of like 40 pound weight drop or whatever, but like you are going to make progress.
God, I hope not.
You are going to build muscle. Like there is progress to be made in those 8 fucking weeks. So don't cut yourself short. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it's hard and it's difficult, but like, if you have a coach, lean on your coach. You know, like I said, I've been dealing with this the last 2 check-in days, but I'm very grateful that my athletes are very communicative with me. I've had a few of them purchase Happy Lights. I've had a few of them like this upcoming week on Saturday, who's ever local to me. I'm like, hey guys, like, let's just get into the gym together, meet some people. You know, I have 12 girls, I think 8 girls, 9, I don't know, quite a few that are local. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to be training legs on Saturday at 10, come up just to talk, just to hang out, walk on the treadmill. I don't care if you train legs or not. You know, if you need a spot, whatever, just get out, get around people that are like-minded that are still working on their fucking goals. Because guess what? There's a lot of people I'm sure on Saturday that want to go ride around on the Polar Express around here on the train and sip 15 cups of hot chocolate and have 48 cotton candy. What are those things that are red and white striped?
Candy canes.
Candy canes. And eat a bunch of those. And yeah, thanks. I just like couldn't figure it out. Like, you know, it's like, no, surround yourself that are people that are supportive, whether it's your coach, it's your friends. You know, Eric is the same way as Alex. Like, they are probably the worst clients to ever have because they just do whatever they want.
Yes.
But if I sit there on the couch and I'm like, I don't want to do my steps, I'm not doing them, Alex will be like, no, let's go. He'll get up and go on a walk with me. He'll make me, because he knows my goals matter to me regardless of what I want. So like, surrounding yourself with those people and leaning into them right now during this time when it is difficult, when seasonal depression is high, the weather is changing, there is less hype in the bodybuilding community because most of the shows are done. Yep. You know, surround yourself with those people that still have drive, that still want you to succeed. That's where you need to be because, like I said, it's difficult right now. And it's okay to acknowledge that. But how you respond to that,
yes,
is what's going to make a difference.
Agreed. The last 2 months, to give you guys some perspective, especially if you're like a numbers person, the last 2 months is roughly 17% of the year. Okay, well, if you fuck off, what's 100% minus 17 and 83? Yeah. Do you really want to be like, when you step on stage next year, come 2025, like 83%, is that really your best? Because you decided to fuck off November, December? Like, nah, dude, like, you compete with purpose. At least I hope you do. Like, I hope that you're listening to this podcast and listening to Ash and I talk about what we love and are so passionate about, that it inspires you to want to bring your best and be your best constantly. And like she said at the end of her well thought out speech, like, it is so important that you understand and recognize that you're having these emotions and these feelings, but you don't give in to them. Like, you could recognize that, hey, I want to be lazy today. I'm comfortable snuggling in. I am, you know, or maybe I'm like super, super hungry at night. And like, it'd be so much easier to do all of these things, but be logical in your response. Like, understand that your brain has a billion freaking thoughts and processes that it goes through on every single day. But understanding that like your emotions and your feelings, like those are temporary. Like those can be gone within seconds to even minutes, depending upon how much attention you give it. And something that I'm working on in therapy, especially as someone that has pretty bad anxiety and OCD, is what you focus on, you amplify. And that is so important to understand, that like you focusing on like slacking off and dicking off the last 2 months is going to be what you amplify come January. That's why people get so freaking faked hyped for the new year, new me type of mentality, that like, that's the exact reason why it's the old you. Like, that's why nothing ever changes. Like, you get like high on fucking motivation for the first week of January, and then like reality sets in. It's still fucking cold and miserable no matter where you live, unless you live in like Tropicana, Florida. Like, it's still gonna be cold. It's still gonna be dark. Like, it's still going to be like the same people that you were hanging around. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. So rather than just like packing up and being like, oh, just November, December, I'll start again in January. Like, make the most of that 17%, because like it matters. And not even like from a bodybuilding standpoint, especially a bodybuilding standpoint, but like your life, like it is your life that you are like literally wasting away. And it's like, Austin talks about in his mentorship the path of least resistance. And while yes, instant gratification can be absolutely a problem, there's not necessarily anything wrong with highlighting little wins to build up that confidence and build up that momentum, because like an object in motion tends to stay in motion, right? Mm-hmm. So it is important to set up little victories and acknowledge them, so that way you keep moving the ship forward. And that's how you can take like habits in November, go into December, and start off the new year a lot fucking closer than, you know, just magically January 1st comes into play, falls on your lap, and you're like, what the fuck do I do with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. Two things I want to say here. One, my solution for this right now, and I'm trying this out, guys, I have no idea if this is going to fucking work, but I did it last week for the first time and I really enjoyed it. So I'm a balance girly. I like balance within reason. I have to put that clause in there now because people do not know what balance is.
Balance would be like, whoop.
I can't even talk about it. They're like, well, like new people, well, I want balance. Well, you're 275 fucking pounds. Eating out 3 times a week is not balanced for you right now. It can't be. Anyways, nonetheless.
There's no balance in chaos. That's something that I keep saying. There's no balance to be found in chaos.
I got to think about that, because I think about my nursing job and I'm like, it's fucking chaos and there's a lot of balance in there. But anyways, nonetheless. So balance within reason. And I'm trying this out. And if you guys try this out, let me know. Let me or Ash know. So I have reworked my entire fucking schedule, work schedule, life schedule, training schedule, to have one complete day off. I still get my steps, still get my meals in. I don't have like a free meal or anything like that on this day, but it is like my down regulated day. I put my phone away. I do not answer to WhatsApp at all for any of my clients. I do not train on this day either. Like I said, I just get movement in, because that's quality of life that Ash mentioned, where it's just like, hey, like this is just your movement. Like, I don't want to be a complete bump on the log, but I mean, to get, you know, 10,000 steps in a day, like literally that's like 2 to 3 walks that are like maybe 30 minutes. It's really not that fucking hard, people. Like, honestly, you could go walk around Target for 45 minutes, which we do anyways, and get a decent amount of steps. So, but I'm trying to have like one day of full relaxation to let my body and my mind recover and fill my cup up and do what I like to do. So whether that's like doing a craft, you know, reading my books, just stretching, hanging out with my kid, like just undivided like attention for my kid, for my family, or just maybe doing something fun on that day, like an activity. But I have had one day, I did it last week for the first time, and I felt so good. And it actually made me more motivated for the rest of the week and something to look forward to. So for me, that day is Thursday. Today is Monday. I have worked my fucking ass off the last 2 days. Tomorrow, I have a bunch of work to do. Leg day. Wednesday, I'm training an upper body. And then it's like, ooh, come Thursday, like I get to fucking rest or do something I want to do. So these next 2 days, I'm going to fucking kill it because then I get my rest day. And that's like what's driving me to, you know, really, really succeed in the last, you know, 17% of the year, because I'm like, okay, I'm allowing myself to have that rest day. I'm allowing myself to just be fucking nothing if I want to be, or everything if I want to be. And that, like I said, I've only done 1 week of it, but it's really changed my mindset. I'm like, okay, like grind this shit out, get ready to go. And then you have a whole week where you literally, or a whole day where you literally don't even have to fucking do anything. You don't have to think if you don't want to, because you've worked your whole schedule around. Yeah, I literally have nothing to even think about. Like, I'm making sure my grocery shopping's done, my laundry's done, everything is done before that day. So then I can just do nothing. So stay tuned. I will let you guys know if it fucking works out, because I think that that is just something that's like gonna work for me right now, because it's like I want a day where I do nothing sometimes because the weather is changing. So I'm gonna allow myself that opportunity, and then if I don't want to just sit around and do nothing, I don't have to, right? So I think that could be one solution. Like I said, the data has only been like 1 week of my study being performed, so I don't really know how successful it's going to be, but I already feel great. So that would be, you know, my tidbit on a solution there. And then the other thing I did want to say, which now like I'm just like overly talking too much here, is kind of related into, you know, just having the, like Ash said, like the thought process of like your overall quality of life. Like, I think we forget about that, but like at the baseline, like that's where it needs to start. Because like, if you just stop doing everything, like, and I hate to say that, because the things that we ask our athletes and clients to do most of the time are just like basic shit that we should be doing. So for you to stop that, not only is like your physique goals going to go out of the window and like health goals, but like you're going to start feeling like absolute fucking shit, because when you're sitting at home and you don't want to do anything, well, guess what happens next? Like, you start ordering off DoorDash and you're getting the Big Mac with the McChicken mixed in it. It's on the menu. It's new. Go check it out.
I saw the commercial and Eric, I was like, Eric, try it.
I know. I literally went to get a Diet Coke today because I'm doing those again. And I was like, Alex, you want me to get you the Big Mac McChicken? Because I will.
McBag. What's the proper title of it?
I don't know.
I'll find out. Big Mac. So it can't be the Mc. Would it just be the Big Chicken?
I don't know. Or is it like the McMac? I don't know. The Big McMac? I don't know. Let's find out.
Having a stroke. I can't. That's too much.
McChicken. Do you think it's harder right now because of the weather changes and motivation's low and people are waiting till New Year's? Or do you think it's harder now because of the holidays for people?
Dude, I think it's been a habit, right? Because this isn't just like a new phenomenon. It's not that people like just spontaneously got super lazy in November and December. Like, that has been a cultural phenomenon for so long that it just becomes normal. You know what I'm saying? It becomes normal. Like, even Eric was talking about in his job that like people just aren't doing anything.
And, burnout too.
Maybe. But that also brings up a good point where it's like creating your schedule to where you have one day of like whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do. And I get maybe not everyone can have that super schedule when it comes to like their job and other responsibilities. I mean, maybe, of course, maybe, I don't know. But I think it's so important to just take inventory of your time and truly be honest with yourself as to why do you not want to go to the gym or go on a walk? Like, why? Oh, it's cold. Okay. Go to fucking Goodwill if you need to and buy a jacket. Like, buy pants. Buy thermal underwear. Oh, I don't like leaving my house because there's no sunshine. Buy a happy light. See if you can invest in some type of like, I don't know, red light sauna therapy as a nice little treat for yourself to keep your body going. Like, again, like truly have a conversation with yourself and reflect on why do you not want to follow through on yourself? If it is honest to God, I don't know, I'm just being lazy, dog. Okay, come on. Like, big girl panties, grow up. You're in a fucking adult. This is your responsibility to take care of yourself. But like, when you find resistance, you have to understand why are you having resistance. So that way, like Ash said, I swear to God, 2 or 3 podcasts ago, she was like, okay, well, there's a detour. The road is blocked. Do I either put my car in fucking 4-wheel drive and block, you know, drive through the barricade, or do I find another path? path of least resistance is important for understanding why you don't want to follow through on yourself. But like, you're still an adult and you still have responsibilities. You still need to follow through and understand that just because something is difficult and challenging doesn't make it bad.
That's like really profound. So we should like repeat that. So just because something is different and challenging doesn't mean it's bad or hard, you know, it doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
Because there's like, I think this goes two ways though. Like, I think it's our perception of hard. Everything's hard at first. It does get easier. Hard is what you make it to. Also, like, I think about this just like on like the, like a very small fun scale is like when you go to like do a movement or a lift, have you ever done this? And like, if your mindset isn't there, like I will literally tell myself like, easy money, lightweight, no problem. Like, I got this.
Like the Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah. Just, like, I swear to God, because like there's some times where like I'll go to pick up a weight and I'm like, I don't think this is going to work. I don't think this is going to happen. And then I'm two reps in and I'm like, it's not happening. Cause I already had that negative thought because I'm like, oh, I already knew it was going to be hard. But if I'm like, bitch, please, like, this is going to be so fucking easy. And then like, I do like three reps. I'm like, okay, like this is fucking hard, but let's still go. Like, it's all about that mindset and like your perception of like what actually is hard. And I think people think like a lot of these things, like the basic habits and the basic tasks are hard, but it's mostly just like our mind. Cause like physically they're not hard. I mean, if you are unhealthy, they can be difficult at first physically, but they will get better. And I think when we tell ourselves like, hey, yo, like it's not going to be hard forever, it creates hope for us, you know? Because I mean, I'm sure like when I first started coaching, that shit was fucking hard, you know, it still is. And, but it's easier in some ways too. Same with like, oh, it's hard to get my steps every day. It's hard to do, but like you get into a groove, you get into a pattern. Like, oh, like the first time you've ever meal prepped in your life, it's a fucking shit show. Like, you know, like you like weighing things out, it takes you 7 fucking hours to do it because you're just like unorganized and you can't multitask. And like now, like I could meal prep for like my whole entire family, like 4 meals a day for 3 fucking people, probably in under 2 hours. Because I'm so fucking efficient right now because I've done it for years. So it's easy for me, right? And it'll be easy for you guys too. Mm-hmm. And that's why even now when it's hard in this season, when we're burnt out, when we're lazy and whatever the reason is, you have these things instilled and you've worked to make them easier. So right now it doesn't seem so hard and so difficult and so monumental because like Ash said, again, like just because it's hard doesn't mean it's fucking bad because it's mm-hmm. not.
A cue that has helped some of my athletes that don't respond well to like more harsh or direct like mantras to think of when they're learning how to train harder and go till failure, because that is a skill. Everything that we've talked about is a skill, right? Which is why at first it's fucking hard because you suck in the same way that like eventually when you start like doing things with your son, when it comes to walking or potty training, he's going to fucking suck at it. He's going to fall. He's going to shit himself. Like it's just part of growing up, but it's like, he's not going to decide, oh, hey mom, pooping in the toilet is too hard. I'm going to do diapers until I die. Like, no, like you're going to keep trying. Right. And that's where it's really important to understand the mentality of like, try again, stay in it. If the weight's still moving, stay in it. Meal prepping, stay in it, because you won't get better if you're not staying in it. You're just going to throw your hands up in the air, get exasperated and quit. And then you don't get better. So that you stay the same. So then January comes around and you're still just as miserable as you were December 30th and December 31st, right? Rolling into New Year's. So it's like, be okay and lean into the discomfort, because like that is how you challenge yourself. And as human beings, we love to be challenged. We really do. Like we may have convinced ourselves that you are incapable, you are weak, you are nothing, you are nobody. But when you stop believing that lie that you always tell yourself and you're like, well, I can try. And then you make little small attainable goals and you start reaching those goals. Like if you need to set the bar so fucking low, set it low. It's better to set the bar low and start to build up that confidence and set it so fucking high and quit before you even get started, because your anxiety tells you that you can't. Because that was like one of my big problems when I first wanted to lose weight. That's why I did all the quick fixes, right? Because like, I wanted instant results and instant gratification. And so I ate nothing but fucking cabbage soup. And let me tell you, my fucking farts smelled. Or I did the maple syrup and cayenne pepper diet, in which, let me tell you, I was fucking miserable. And it's like, rather than like doing what was right, I wanted to do what was fast. And yeah, you can like take that approach, but I promise you, you're not going to be where you want to be. So it's like, meet yourself where you're at. If you don't know where to go, ask for help, hire help, like do some research, like take your life and your health and your physicals into your own hands and make it happen, but stay in it.
Mm-hmm. I do like how you said, like, not setting the bar so high, but I also want to take, you know, a time to let you guys know also too, and just say that, like, sometimes you may think your bar is low compared to other people, which we shouldn't be comparing to other people, but even those like lower bars may feel monumental to you. And that's still a huge fucking win. Like, I mean, you could say a low bar is getting a gallon of water in each day, but someone who drinks 8 ounces of water a day, you know, like a gallon's a lot. So like when they hit that, that's a huge win. And that's a stackable win, like you said, you know, and that's where you keep going. Okay, well, now I got a gallon of water in every day. Let's see if, you know, I can now work on better sleep, things like that, or PR in the gym. You know, like things, like we can always get better. And like, that's moving that needle forward. That's, you know, getting closer and closer to the bar and moving the bar up every time you get to that bar. And it can be something as simple as, okay, cool, I've been hitting all my meals consistently. This applies to bodybuilders a lot. Like, I've been hitting all my meals, all my macros, whatever the fuck you tracked, every day for the last month, last 6 months, whatever it may be. Next step, how do you make that better? Okay, well, at the same time every day, because that matters in fucking prep. And that's progression, even though it's like, well, that doesn't seem that important, or that's like kind of a low bar, or whatever it is. It's not, because come show day, you're going to be like, holy shit, now I understand like why I needed to eat at 7 every day, because 2 hours after my 7 o'clock meal, I look like this. Okay, I go on stage at 1. Okay, well, my 10 o'clock meal, I look like this, and that's going to put me right where I need to be on stage, right? So like, that's how you can continuously get better, whether it's a small, you know, a small low bar, whatever, a high bar. But also too, like, having a realistic placement of that bar, because you don't want to be like, okay, well, this is my first bodybuilding competition, I'm going to win the overall, then the following week I'm going to win my national show and become a pro. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, the first thing first is just getting on stage, right, at a decent, presentable, acceptable physique, right? So I think that takes into note too, because like I said, all of those things you can work on the back end. Sure, that high bar might be being a bodybuilder, competitor, stepping on stage, winning an overall, great. But what are those low bars that you need to set first to fucking get there? Okay. And start there, work there, move up. And if you fall short of that bar, don't just give up. Don't say, well, fuck it, now I'm not going to do the next 8 weeks because whatever, screw it, I already fucked myself over. No, you get back up, you try again, and you have a better week, because we're always trying to get fucking better.
Yeah. Like, when you fall down, when you trip, before you even get up though, because yes, you're getting fucking up. Ask yourself why. Why did you fall short? Like, assess the situation, understand the context. Was it a very difficult week and you reverted back to, you know, poor coping mechanisms, poor habits? Did you not create a schedule that you can stick to when it comes to, I don't know, programming your cardio, for example? Like, did something happen? Because life always fucking happens. You are never going to hit that sweet spot where life doesn't throw you a fucking curveball, okay? So you got to grow up about that. But it's like, let's say something happens with your family and it's an unfortunate circumstance. It's like, those things happen. So that's why you have to have these habits in place so you can learn to be flexible and to adapt, not get so overwhelmed where you throw up your hands in the air, say, this is too fucking hard, and you quit. Because if you quit, that's it. There's nothing that you can do because you've already accepted defeat. So it's like, you have to have these foundations in place. So when an earthquake fucking happens, yeah, your house shakes, but it doesn't, you know, completely fucking collapse under pressure. You have some systems in place to back yourself up. And yes, this absolutely comes with time and experience and skin in the game, but you can bypass a lot of that when you have perspective from a coach, a family member, a significant other, right? Like perspective is so powerful. And we don't realize that maybe we're kind of being crazy when we have that inner dialogue because we're being so emotional and not logical until someone's like, dude, like just you're up here right now. Let's just simmer down. Let's breathe. And let's just like take a fucking moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like you said, like, I mean, you need like structure, guidelines,
yeah,
support, but also it doesn't need to be like an overdrive. Like you said, like bring it down within reason. And that's what I talk about when having like that balance. And like, that's like the thing too, that I think was like really hard for me to navigate on my own before I had a coach on like what balance looked like for me within my goals, right? So like, I am a bodybuilder. Like my balance is not, you know, 2 free meals a week, being short on steps here and there. Like, no, like my balance is hitting all of my shit, you know, maybe having like an extra Diet Coke or a splash of like almond milk in my coffee and not tracking it every fucking day. But like, as far as like a lifestyle balance, like that's different. Very different, you know? So it's like trying to find that line and trying to navigate while achieving those goals, because everyone's goals are different, right? So that's where like obviously utilizing a coach or someone who knows you as a person to know when to push you, know when to pull back, and know when like something is realistic versus not. Mm-hmm. Because you can get into that all or nothing mindset real fucking quick. And then that's when I think a lot of this that we've talked about during this podcast comes into play, where it's like, well, now I don't want to do anything because I either think I have to do all of it or I'm doing none of it. And then you get to this point where maybe you are burnt out and you just don't care. And then the holidays are here and you're just like, well, I just want to fuck off and eat, I don't know, 17 servings of figgy fucking pudding. And that's not going to help. And then you're like, we get made up in our minds too, that like, well, January 1st is when I'll start. I have no fucking idea why everyone thinks that they need an excuse to start. Like you don't need a reason. You can start today. You don't need to wait 8 more fucking weeks. Mm-hmm. Because like, don't you want to just like show up at your New Year's Eve party already ahead of the game and looking fly as fuck? Like, I mean, honestly, like, don't you want to feel good on that day and not feel like shit?
I mean, don't you want to feel good today or tomorrow, right? It's like, that's the thing, is where it's like, people love to procrastinate because they think that waiting that magic January 1st, like almost like Cinderella, when the clock strikes at the right time, they're waiting for like their fairy godmother to like bless them. And it's like, dude, no one's coming to save you. Like, you don't have a fairy godmother. Like, be intentional with your life. Like, that is so important. Like, it is so, again, easy to go with the grain, to accept what society wants you. They want you to be unhealthy. They want you to be fat. They want you to be sick. They want you to, you know, not like, you know, that one fucking dumbass commercial where it's like, I don't know what fucking hard seltzer it is, but she's like, oh, in photos, I don't know what to do with my hands. And she looks like a complete like moron, but then she's holding a hard seltzer and like her life is magically fixed. Are you fucking serious? Like, that is like, talk about setting the bar super low. If that's where it's like, we can't even take a photo without a goddamn Bud Light can because, oh, that looks weird when you just are smiling. Like, dude, we are fucked as a society if that's like where people are at. But it's like, just stop. Stop with like the consumerism of this shit and focus on yourself. Like Ash said, when she kind of talked about her Thursday being her day. Like, I'm going to speak from experience. I did that. I did that 5 weeks ago where I was like, Sunday is my non-bodybuilding day, except for training, because training is something that I have to do on the Sunday. So that way my entire week doesn't go to shit. But I don't walk on the treadmill. I go on a walk with Eric instead. I don't do my Q&As on Instagram. I moved that to Saturday and I am off my phone. There's no client communication. So Eric and I spend as much quality time together. We go on walks. We support each other at the gym. We take baths. We, you know, we started watching our Harry Potter movies, which is how we signaled that, hey, it's the holiday season, starting to watch Harry Potter. It's like, but we get to be, we simply get to be. Sometimes I'll read, sometimes I'll meditate. Sometimes we'll like go on Zillow and look at houses. Like, we do whatever the fuck we want to do because Sunday is our day. And let me tell you, it is so good. It is so good for our marriage. It is so good for me as a person. It's so good for him as a person because Sunday's the day. It's the day that we get to do whatever the fuck we want. And it is, like I said, it's very, very rewarding. So I'm excited for you to have your Thursday be Ash Day because like, you feel so good because you can either do everything and be everything or you can do nothing. But regardless, you are intentionally spending it how you want to. And that is power. It is power because you were giving yourself peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, it's really just like allowing me to like recharge too. So then I can be like 100% the rest of the week because I was like kind of feeling starting to feel like burnt out. And like, honestly, I was sitting there, I think it was yesterday. I was like rocking my kid to sleep for like a nap or bedtime. I don't remember, but I was like, damn, dude, I just been like fucking bitching a lot, like complaining a lot. And I'm like, why? Like everything just felt like so monumental to me. It's like, because I just like have not had the time to allow myself to be or find that balance of just not feeling like total fucking chaos. Right. So if you're someone who's like obviously struggling right now to be like, have that motivation, have that discipline, like maybe you do need a day or at least like an hour or two each day. Like I need an entire fucking day for everyone to fuck off because I work from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. Like my workday starts at 7:30 in the morning and I end at 7:30 at night. Like it's probably super unhealthy, but nonetheless, I needed a whole day for myself. So whether that's something you need or just blocking off an hour or two in the morning, at night, at 3 p.m., wherever you can fit it in your schedule and just being to refill your cup up. So you have that energy, you have that motivation, you get rid of the negativity that's living inside of you so you can execute towards your goals, towards a better quality of life, towards happiness, whatever it may be. Because I guarantee you at the end of the day, if you are not hitting your things and you're, you know, working with a coach, like spending money on a coach or whatever, if you don't check those boxes, you feel like shit. Two, I'm sure it's harder for you to sleep. And three, you wake up exactly the same and you can't even be like, oh man, like, well, why is this happening? Well, it's happening because you're not taking care of yourself, essentially what it comes down to, right? So figure out what you need, figure out what you need and what you want, and then figure out how to integrate those two together. And I think that's where, like, right now in this moment of like difficultiness, for a lot of people, you'll start to thrive. You'll start to accomplish that last 17% of the year. And then if you're someone who listens to this and come New Year's Eve, you can sit there and be like, wow, that last 17% of the year, I fucking nailed it. And I'm going to say you're welcome right now because me and Ash probably hopefully motivated you, which is, you know, what we want. But you can sit back and look and be like, wow, I did that. I fucking did that. Even though I didn't want to and everything said quit, give up. No, I didn't. And now I can stand here and see how proud I am of myself.
Exactly. Like there's nothing more fulfilling than looking back at the work that you did on yourself for yourself. Like that shit is so fucking fulfilling. And on the negative side, conversely, there's nothing more depressing than looking back and realize you haven't accomplished jack shit. That you have all of these goals and aspirations that you wanted to accomplish. And like maybe you had like 5-year, 10-year plans, and you look at those goals, and rather than pivoting and adjusting as you have grown, you accepted that you were going to be mediocre instead. And it's like, I am all for like shifting goals when they need to be shifted, especially when you were like going through stuff or you were growing. As long as you were growing as a human being, it's fine to like pivot and adapt, right? But if you're not growing because you're fucking stuck and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm never going to accomplish that because I'm not working toward anything, like that's completely different. So it's like, take ownership, stop with the blame shifting. Don't be like, oh, coach, I'm going to quit because I don't want to waste your time during the holiday season. Dog, it's not our time you're wasting. It's yours. It's your time and it's your life. We're still here. We still have athletes that give a fuck. We still give a fuck. It's whether or not you give a fuck. And that's all I got.
That's all we got, man. Mic dropped. But yeah, honestly, when it comes, you know, comes down to it, guys, like, I hear you. I feel you. I see you. This is fucking hard, man. Like whether you're just starting a reverse because your competition season ended, or whether you're just trying to get through the holidays or work on your health or whatever it may be. Like, I hear you. Like, I get it. Again, this shit is hard. It's a hard time of the year. The sun isn't shining. It's cold. It's miserable. We're burnt out. You're not alone, but like also too, like, let's not have a pity party. Like, pick yourselves up, utilize your support system. Hire a coach if you need one. Figure out where the gap is and close that gap so you can become successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. Peace.
Adios.